So today I want to tell you about a company called Apogee, which makes microphones and other audio gear, and how the COVID crisis nearly did them in, but boy, they're doing great now. It is more orders for microphones than it can handle. I'm Jefferson Graham. You're listening to Talking Tech. Apogee was founded in 1985 by Betty Bennett and two friends initially to offer audio patches to improve sound. Bennett is the husband of legendary sound engineer Bob Clearmountain, who did the mixing for Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA album and the Rolling Stones' Tattoo You. But Apogee was Bennett's, who now runs the company solely, one of the few women-owned businesses in a very male-dominated industry. The company quickly got a reputation for its high-performance audio, which is on display at Apple stores and used by many top musicians. So when the pandemic hit, Apogee was told to close its business down temporarily, and Bennett was forced to send her employees home. Things looked really bad. Then she got a call from Saturday Night Live. The cast was going to put on a TV show from home, and they needed microphones everyone could figure out how to use. So she sent the Hype Mic, which at $350 is way more expensive than the $50 or $100 mics that you've heard me talk about here, but the sound is so much better, the company tells me. Plus, it can connect to the USB port on a computer or directly into smartphones and tablets, and you don't need to be an engineer to figure out how to use it. So the SNL show went well. Then the Tonight Show called. Jimmy Fallon needed a mic for his home show. So Apogee sent him a Hype Mic too. Then Apogee started getting orders from all over for musicians who needed a way to dramatically improve their Zoom live sessions because, as you know, musicians are not performing in concert. They're just doing live shows online. Bennett went back in and started shipping mics personally. The County of Los Angeles said she could reopen because it was now an essential business. And now, as I said, Apogee can't fill orders fast enough. Her mics are made, by the way, in Irvine, California and the San Fernando Valley, not China and other Asian countries like so many rivals. So let's give Betty Bennett and Apogee a hand. And remember, folks, audio sounds a lot better when it's mic'd. I'm Jefferson Graham. Look for me on Twitter. I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.